find in the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. The Bible reads, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Nehemiah 8 and 10. "Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet. Send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto me, unto us. Lord, neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Lastly, the 30th division of Psalms, verse 5. "For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." We are to use the thought as subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought, keep holding on to your joy. Keep holding on to your joy. If you have not, just live a little bit longer. You'll find yourself calling on the name of Jesus. That there's somebody that don't know God like you know God, but when things get to going in their life, they learn how to call on the name Jesus. And I'm so glad that I can call on him, and he will be right there. What a mighty God we serve this morning. And it is a joy to be in the house of God. It is a joy to be standing. It is a joy to know that the blood is yet still running warm in our veins. We give God praises and honor this morning because he is God. We glorify him for who he is and for all that he has done. We thank God for allowing us to have the Holy Bible to read and to study and to teach us how we ought to live. And we are finding those words, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." And that's why we're here. We're here to give God thanks and to praise his holy name. For our God is a good God, and he is worthy of all of our praises. You may not praise him like I do, but that don't make my praise better than your praise. That there's not a good praise or a bad praise. It just needs to be sincere praise. And we praise God from within, and we give God our thanks. When we open up our mouths, those of us that say, "Well, I can't sing and I can't do that," all you got to do is open up your mouth. You're not here to please folk. You ought to be here to glorify the power of a loving God. And the God that I serve told me and promised me through his word, if two or three gather and touch and agree, that he will be in the midst. So I believe we got enough to have church this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. By his mercy and by his grace, God has allowed us to be here in this place one more time. So we come to worship him for who he is and for all that he has done. We come to thank God for the wonderful things that he has done, is doing, and those things that we even expect him to do in our lives. It's good to be able to say we serve a mighty God. That mighty God is able to do what no one else can do. Find out in the word of God that without him, we would not even have our being. We wouldn't even be able to move if it wasn't for the power of a loving God. There are those this morning that cannot hear, those that cannot speak, but those of us that can is by the glory and the mercy of God. His mercy still abides with us this morning. We realize that no matter what we are, or who we are, or what we might be dealing with, God is still worthy. And God is still yet in control. Doesn't matter how much it seems like the enemy is continuing to rob us and continue to do this, that, or the other, God is still in control. There is nothing this morning that is hidden from the power of our God. He is our all in all. He is the one that we can depend on at all times. And one thing about it, we can call on him at any given time. Morning, noon, night, in between, and especially those times when there may be fear, you may be filled with anxiety, you can just call on the name of the Lord. And there are times when we go and we have things done and we may be somewhat fearful, but if you would just whisper a prayer, if you just meditate and think about God, it will ease down your spirit and let you realize that everything is going to be all right, because if you're able to say, I got my hand in God's hand, then everything is going to be all right. Because one thing about it, unless you release, God will not release your hand. We heard someone say, hold on to God's unchanging hand. We're able to say that this morning because he is an unchanging God. God that we serve is God every day, and he changes not. Yesterday, today, and forever, God will still be God. We got to understand, because Jesus want us to know that we don't have to be in the church house to call on the name of the Lord. You don't need the priest. You don't need the preacher. We all have access to go boldly to the Lord and to ask him and to declare that whatever we need or for whatever we want, God declare that we have not because we ask not. There are times that you can't allow your pride to get in the way. Some of us, we don't experience the full manifestation of God because we got boundaries up. We got a wall set up. We got our minds so condensed that we just don't want to let nobody see us get out of our comfort zone. But there comes a time when you know what God has done for you. That you forget about your neighbor. You forget about that one that's looking on. And you just declare that my God is a mighty good God. And he is worthy of all of our praises. If we say that we walk by faith, then we must trust our God and know and believe that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. It may be difficult sometimes. Time may get rough. The load may get heavy. But all you got to do is continue to lay aside those extra pieces of weight. It's yours this morning for the asking. But when you ask, you got to believe that he is able, he is willing, he is capable, and that he will do. And then when you ask, you got to understand that the enemy hears you when you ask. And so the enemy is going to put some doubt in your mind. The enemy is going to show you some of your yesterdays. The enemy is going to make you feel like it's not going to come to pass. But not in your own time, but in God's own time, things will happen. I'm so glad that I'm able to say that the Lord might not come when you want him. But oh, hallelujah, he is always on time. And your own time and my own time may be two different times, but we got to learn how to go through the process. And as you go through the process, you learn to take it one day at a time. The day you might feel good. Tomorrow you might feel a little weak. But the next day you might be right back up on your feet. So you can't give up when the time gets rough. You can't give up when you're going through. You just got to go through. Did not David say, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil. But the key of all of that is that I got to go through. The valley is full of things. Yeah. Trouble is in the valley. Yes, sir. Liars is in the valley. Yes, sir. Unbelievers are in the valley. Yes. Those that are out to hurt you are down in the valley. Yes. But I'm so glad that God got some good folk in the valley. Yes. God got some folk in the valley that will hold you up when you can't hold yourself up. Yes. God got some folk in the valley that are watching you when you don't know that you're being watched. There are times when you feel like that you're all by yourself. But down in the valley, God got somebody that'll let you know you're not all by yourself. Sure, there are those of us in here this morning that know that we need the Lord in some way or another. You didn't make yourself. You might have dressed yourself this morning, but you didn't do it by your own strength. It was the power of a loving God. Gave you power enough to put your clothes on and to get yourself ready and to come to the house of God. But there's somebody this morning that would love to have been in the house. They're not able to dress themselves. They're not able to drive anymore. They're not able to do the things that need to be done. So it's hard sometimes when you got to depend on somebody else. But God always give you somebody. As we celebrated Easter on last week, Resurrection Sunday was a great day. We talked about the necessity of the cross. But let us for a moment recap on what Jesus dying on the cross for our sins should mean to us. For we know that there are no perfect people in this world. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because of our sin, our God had to fulfill his mission in obedience to his Father to die a shameful death, paved the way for us. And for that, we should all be happy and have joy. It's amazing. It is amazing how from 1 week to the next, our mindset changes. I know that we had a rainy day all day yesterday, but there were still those of you that were out and about. You had things that you either needed to do or wanted to do. And we do what we want to do. We press our way when we want to press our way. We make the necessary sacrifices when we want to make those sacrifices. But because God gave us our own mind and reasoning, we do what we want to do, especially if we consider ourselves to be grown folks. So we look here, we made a statement. I made a statement on last week that somebody must be dead because the church was running over with folks. So I don't guess nobody died this morning. But it did. We put a lot of emphasis on Easter and Christmas and Mother's Day and a little bit on Father's Day. But every day ought to be a day of thanksgiving. Every time you decide to come into the house of God, you ought to come into the house with a spirit of praise or a spirit of thanksgiving. You are not doing nobody a favor by your presence here. You are here to work out your own soul salvation. So I found that I learned how to look at folk and not look at folk because I'm not going to allow you to take my joy. Some folk can take your joy away. You get ready to walk into the pew and they look at you like they don't even know you. And they're supposed to be your brother or your sister in Christ. You get up and throw up holy hand and folk look at you like they don't know what in the world you're doing, but they don't know what you've gone through. Somebody glad to be in the house this morning. Somebody glad that Jesus died on the cross for them. When I think about God's obedience and how he died a shameful death to pave the way for us. And for that, we should all be happy. As devastating as it is, we got to have joy out of doing our Father's will. The word teaches us that God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. A love so deep, a love so great, that you allow your own son to die instead of sinful men and women. That's love. When you think about that kind of love, it ought to move you to be on the Lord's side. The people of the world today have let their guards down. We're allowing the enemy to take control. And the enemy is ever so busy causing havoc and taking innocent souls out before they even have a chance at life. right now, every day. The media is full of conversations concerning the shootings and the killings in our schools, trying to get somebody's attention. Let them know that something needs to be done. It's a sad matter when kids can't go to school and believe that they are going to be safe. There was a time that we didn't have to have no police or nobody at the schoolhouse. Something really had to happen. But now, as a safeguard, you got to have somebody on the premises just in case, because the enemy is out doing some mighty dirty things. We have parents, hallelujah, Jesus, taking the lives of little innocent babies. Picture where we are in the world right now. I can remember a time when we heard that somebody killed their 6-month-old or their 4-month-old baby. Then immediately we would say they wasn't black. That was unheard of in the black community. But now, if we pay attention, if we look, we have just as many black folk killing babies. Think about it. Killing your own child. We're in a bad place. That ought to encourage us to pray a little harder. That ought to encourage us to teach our loved ones what love is really all about. There's some folk, and it's been all along through creation, there's some folk that should never have had a child. Some laying there right now having one and don't need to have it. But it's sad that that child don't have an opportunity to experience what life ought to be about because of the sins and the craziness of somebody in the family. Family members are so troubled that they are taking out their own family members for sinful, selfish reasons, and then have no remorse whatsoever. When you can take a life and walk away like it does not matter, I wonder, what are you made of? You see, it hurts me because my social media folk showed me a couple of little babies that had been killed. Beautiful little babies. Think about if that had been your child. You see, if you got compassion, if you got love, the love of God, then when these things happen, you don't have to know the folk. But it still ought to move you in a way, and you have to pray for that family. You have to pray for the soul of that child. You have to be thankful that you came up in a household or amongst some folk that no matter how hard it got, they realized that I'm going to take care of my own. You see, one thing about it in the black community, when you had too many children, a sister, a aunt, or grandma, take some of them off of your hand and help you to raise your children. But we've allowed the enemy to do those things in life that will destroy and take away our joy. We need to understand that it's not that the world is coming or getting so bad, but it's the people that are in the world. Satan is constantly going to and fro looking for someone to deceive or to destroy. And what we need is for people to be converted. We need people to be filled with the precious fruits of the Spirit. We can look in the book of Galatians, and Paul gives us some instructions. In Galatians 5, the 5th chapter, the 13th through the 16th verse, the Bible reads, "For brethren, we have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another." So don't, just because you are free to do whatever you want to do, don't destroy somebody else just because. There are times even when somebody might do something to you, if you take time enough to think about it, if you take time enough to pray, you won't do those things that will be detrimental to them, but you allow the Lord to help you get through.
That's right. That's so true.
I know that it's hard to turn the other cheek. But sometimes when you know the Lord, you got to learn how to put a deaf ear to the enemy. You got to learn how, even though we see these things happening, and if they're going on now, they're going to continue to go on. But we as the saints and the people of God, we got to go down on bended knee. We got to stand unified, and we got to trust that God is going to do what needs to be done.
Yes, yes, yes.
Paul says then that we need to fulfill the lust of the flesh, not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. But he tells us that Christian character is produced by the Holy Spirit. Verse 22 of chapter 5 said, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. But these are not done or able to be done by self-effort. It is only by the Spirit of a loving God." No matter where we go or who we are around, don't allow sin to abound. You ought to be able to love somebody. You ought to be able to forgive somebody. If the Lord God has forgiven you, why can't you forgive somebody else? There will be a time when you have joy and you have peace, and there's going to be some suffering along the way, but in the midst of your suffering, you can call on the Lord, and the Lord will allow you that bridge to cross over your troubled water. Here we find in the words of Paul in the 12th chapter, and he talked to the Hebrews. He says, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us." Then it says, "And let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Now, we are surrounded by witnesses every day. Now, with the social media and with these phones that we got, your business can be anybody's business just by a snap of a button. Snapchat. In other words, see it, talk about it. So there are so many things that are out there, and the problem is that you might not never know. If you're not on social media, they can take your picture, they can put up anything they want to, and you'll never know it, ever. Until somebody. We always got somebody going to run and tell it. But now, when we look here, we're in the midst of a cloud of witnesses. Paul said, "Let us lay aside every weight." Have you ever been weighed down? You know how it is when it seems like it's one thing after another. You get one situation worked out, Lord have mercy, here comes something else. You get one problem fixed, here comes something else. Stove break down, the refrigerator act up. Next thing you know, the plumbing done messed up. Seem like everywhere you go is one thing after another. And when things begin to press upon you, they will bother you. They will stress you out if you're not careful. So you got to learn how to take some of this stuff off of you. Sin is easy to get into. But then when the Bible said, let us run with patience, the race that is set before us, what he's talking about is that we are in a race of life. And life got to continue on. You got to go when you want to go. You got to go when you don't want to go. You got to go when they talk about you. You got to go when they like you or they don't like you. If they judge and say you don't have nothing, don't worry about what they say as long as you know that you got some changes down on the inside. I believe there's somebody in here to know I'm not what I used to be. And I thank God from whence I came. I thank God that I got a new mindset. And I know that my God will be right there by my side, because what I found out is that I got a perfect example. But Paul comes back and says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. There that love goes again. We got to remember that there was power on that cross. And God loved us so much that he didn't mind dying a shameful, despising death on the cross, because it gave him the opportunity to sit on the right hand of the throne of God. But before he was able to do that, he got joy just in knowing that he was doing his Father's will. What kind of man is this that'll get joy out of knowing that I'm going to suffer, I'm going to bleed, I'm going to die, and I've never done anything wrong? You ever think about how troubled and disheartened you get when somebody that you've never put your mouth on, somebody that you've never put your hands on, tell a lie on you and say that you did this or you said that, and it bothers you down to the core? Let Jesus be our perfect example. Let the word of God be our example. The saints of old witnessed God's work and even things that caused them to have some weight on their lives. The nature of sin is to entangle us, but we must let aside and don't allow trouble, heartache, or pain, suffering, trials, or tribulation to get us down. David said on one occasion, oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. And I found out that once you try God, that everything will work out for your good. Because once you get a little bit of God, you always want a little bit more. Once you feel the presence of God's forgiveness, once you realize that God is a keeper and he's a healer, once you find out that God will be your bridge across troubled water, once you find out that can't nobody do you like Jesus, don't let nobody take your joy away. We look here in Nehemiah, the governor, and Ezra, the priest, taught the people and explained it in a way that they understood the word of God. You see, what happened is they opened up the book and they began to read the word of God. And as they read the laws of God, the Bible declared that they stood up high on a wooden pulpit. And as they opened up the book, all of the people stood to their feet. And they began to hear what thus said the Lord our God. And the priest said, this day is holy unto the Lord. Our God said, mourn not, neither weep. For all the people began to weep when they heard the words of the law. See, there's something, if you allow the word of God to get in you, it'll penetrate your mind. It'll begin to convict your soul. And so these people began to repent and to ask God for forgiveness. They began to see themselves as they really were. And they began to cry, oh Lord, my God. God, I'm sorry for the wrong that I've done. Oh Lord, I need you right now in the midst of my situation. And I want to let you know this morning that if you praise and trust the power of God, whenever the enemy began to get on your track, you got to learn how to tell the devil to get behind you. You got to know that the Lord God will be right there by your side. I'm so glad that this day is a holy day. And I'm going to trust the power of a loving God. I found out in the word of God that he said unto them, go your way. Eat the fat and drink the sweet. Send portions to them that don't have anything prepared. Sometimes you got to look out for somebody else. It's not always about me, myself, and I. But if I got an extra loaf of bread, I ought to be able to send it down to the wayside. I ought to be able to help somebody along the way. For this day is a holy day. And I'm not going to let my trouble, I'm not going to let my sorrow, I'm not going to let anything that bother me hinder me from trusting the power of the Lord. For I found out this morning that the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. Anybody got the Lord on the inside? Anybody got joy this morning? I told you to stop crying out those tears, but look up to the hill, knowing that that's where your help comes from. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I love the Lord because he loves me. I'm so glad this morning that I got the Lord on my side. Is there anybody here got joy down on the inside? I come to tell you, keep holding on. Keep holding on to your joy. Don't let nobody have your joy. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. For I realize that when you're going through, you got to learn how to call on the Lord. David said, I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. Thou hast made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out unto thee. Thou hast healed my body. Thou hast made a way out of no way. I'm going to trust you with everything I got. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And I'm not going to let the world take it away. Oh, Lord, my God, I want to sing unto the Lord. I want to say to the saints in here, give thanks unto the Lord. Anybody come to give your God thanks? God is worthy this morning. God is worthy this morning. And I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. Anybody know trouble will come, but trouble got to go, because I'm going to call on the Lord, and the Lord going to deliver me. Anybody want to help me call Jesus? Somebody ought to say, Jesus, Jesus is my joy. Jesus is my strength. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. For his anger endured only but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may endure for a night. But I don't know how long night is going to be. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. But when I look where my strength comes from, I know I got a mighty God. And my God said he give me favor for a lifetime. Suffering endure for a little while. Suffering is only temporary. But when I lay it out on the table, my God looked at my situation, picked me up and make everything all right. For I found out that in the night, I may go through some trials. I may go through some trouble. But early, early in the morning, I got my joy. I got my joy. And if I got my joy, everything gonna be all right. Keep on holding. Keep on holding until your joy. Don't let nobody have it. Don't let the enemy have it. Step on that enemy's head. Tell the Lord, thank you. I want to thank you for joy. I want to thank you for deliverance. I want to thank you for guiding me. God is a deliverer this morning. He will break off the chains. He'll make everything all right. He'll make your morning turn to dancing. He'll make your cried eyes begin to laugh. Give God praise. Give God praise. Anybody got joy? Joy. Joy. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Hold on, hold on, hold on to your joy when it gets rough. Hold on when you get scared. Hold on when they talk about you. Hold on. When you don't feel like going. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. To your joy. The joy. The joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nothing like that joy. Joy, unspeakable joy. We got to keep on holding. We got to keep on holding on to our joy. No matter what goes on in this old world, don't lose your joy. No matter how hard it gets, don't lose your joy. When things look bleak and you just don't know what to do, keep on holding to your joy. Joy will be there. But what God is saying is that his favor is for a lifetime, but your suffering only lasts for a night. Weeping, it's all right to praise him. Give God his praise for the thing that he has done, the thing that he is doing, for the thing that you saw him do, those things that you asked the Lord to step in and do. You trust that it's done. It's already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to speak it though. It's already there. You can't hear what everybody else said, but you better hear what the Lord said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need the Lord. I need the Lord. I need the Lord to stand by me. Yes. 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 Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Keep on holding to your joy. It's yours. It's yours. Little things. Little things ought to be able to make you happy. You can be happy and don't have a penny in your pocket because you got the joy of the Lord as your strength.